This is Jesselyn Eisenman here at the 2025 Iroquois County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio. I'm here with Ian. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Now that I'm here at the horse show, how has it been going?
Well, for me, it's been pretty great. I'm loving it. It's a little warm, but I mean, it's better than cold, I think.
Oh, yeah, I agree. As a person who shows horses, I agree. I'd rather show in the hot than the cold.
For sure, yeah. With Pertrons, too, they're all black, so there's also Japanese beetles, so they're biting them a little bit, but yeah.
All right, so you have Pertrons, like you said, and they're black. Do they get sun bleached easily? I mean, do you keep them in during the day and out at night, or what's kind of your stabling routine with that?
Well, my grandma keeps them at her house, so I believe she lets them out in the morning, not too long, because, yeah, like you said, they do get sun bleached. They turn brown, so we want them to stay as black as possible. So, yeah, I believe she lets them out in the morning and then later on in the night, but between those hours, they're usually in stalls.
Okay, nice. I see you have some posters here with some champions on it. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I knew the announcer, so he was like, Mayor Halter is first. I was like, okay, this is actually my first time doing halter.
Oh, wow.
So Cole Statt, announcer, he walked me through it before. And then my brother, he's not here right now, but he's been doing it for a while as well. So I've always watched him do it. And so I really just did my best and it all worked out.
Okay, nice. Good job. So, as you said, your brother and your grandma, so are you a first-generation draft shower, or has your parents been showing too, or what's kind of the family tradition here with that?
So, it has been going on for about four generations. So, basically, I used to live right next to my grandma, and my brother and I would always go over and help her with chores, and then we would always be by the horses. And so, ever since, we've just been showing since I've probably, I don't know, 10-ish. And then since then, it's just gotten better and better.
Wow, so your family knows a thing or two about Pertrons.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Grandma did it when she was my age. And then her husband, he wasn't as much, but he did his fair share. And then my mom and my uncle, they both did it, although not anymore. But they were pretty good back in the day. And then my brother and I.
Very nice. And where are you from?
Grand Park, Illinois. Tiny.
Tiny town?
Yep.
That's kind of like the motto around here, just tiny towns.
Yep. I like it though. Everyone knows everybody, so it's very nice.
Yes, very humbling, family-friendly environment for sure. All right, so I see you have a chair that says Illinois State Fair 2019 overall junior driver.
Yes.
So obviously you go to more shows than just here at the Iroquois County FFA show.
Yep, we go, like my grandma said, we go to about 10 a year, I would say. So my brother actually won that in 2019, I believe. So last year I showed cart in state and I got first, but I think they gave us cross ties instead of the chair, which is nice. But yeah, that's my brother's, so it runs in the family, I guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Talent is being downed each generation. Yeah, passed down. Okay. So how long does it take you? Obviously you cart and you do the halter. How long does it take you in the mornings to get your horse ready before your first class of the day?
Well, we do usually start the day before. We load everything up because shows usually start around sometimes 8, sometimes 10. It really depends. But yeah, we do get them in the day before. It usually takes definitely a couple hours for sure, depending on how smooth and how many people. And then in the mornings, we really just, we load them and then we just come here. So mornings is nice, but the day before is for sure when everything happens.
All right, yeah, clean your tack the day before, get it all loaded in the trailer, and then the day of the show, just come out here and get them all nice and pretty and showing.
Yep, we do. Well, after the show, of course, we wipe everything down because, you know, sweat. And then before the show, we wipe the dust off because there's like usually a week-ish between the shows. So, yeah, we wipe the dust off, we load it up, and then we're good to go.
All right, so are you in 4-H as well as FFA?
Not necessarily. At my school at Grand Park, I am an officer. I'm a reporter for FFA. Cole Statt, he runs it. He's our big guy. Yeah. So, but yes, I am an officer for FFA for our school.
Right. Well, congratulations with that.
Thank you very much.
FFA is fun. What or who pulled you into FFA? Why are you in FFA?
That's a good question. I would say it really was Cole Statt. So he's not my family uncle, but he made a rocking chair for me when I was little. So my name on it. So, and yeah, he's always been super close. So I would consider him an uncle. He's one of our science teachers. And before him, there was no FFA. So he kind of carried that on his back, which is very nice. I was in FFA before. And then my sophomore year, I decided to run for an officer position because everyone was telling me that I should. So I was like, yeah, I might as well. Yeah. So, yeah, it was really cool stat.
All right. And are you still in high school or did you graduate?
I am still in high school. I'm going into my junior year as of now. So, yeah.
All right. And what are your plans after graduation?
I don't know. Yeah, undecided a little bit. I'm thinking, hopefully, I've been thinking about engineering programs, and then I could probably help out with horse shows, maybe continue sports. Yeah, but so far, undecided.
All right, and will you keep showing then until whenever you decide not to show anymore?
I will, yeah, okay. as long as I can, and so, yeah, it never gets boring for sure.
Oh, no, that's absolutely, awesome. Yeah, one horse show person to another.
Yep.
I agree, there's always something, and there's always more to learn. That's
the
wonderful thing about horses, you never stop learning. Even if you're really old, there's always something to learn.
Always, yeah, that is true.
All right, well, thank you so much, and congratulations today, and good luck at your next show coming up.
Thank you for having me. I mean, it was awesome.
This is Jesselyn Eisenman at the 2025 Iroquois County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio.